Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation. I am your host, Rashawn McDonald. I recognize that we all have different definitions of success. For some, it's a sizable paycheck. Mine is helping people wake up and inspiring them to accomplish their goals and live their very best life. These are my passions, and that's what I'm going to do for you when you listen to Money Making Conversation. I want you to stop tripping over small challenges and prepare to rise above the bigger obstacles that life will present to you. My next guest, Allie Brooks, is a native of San Antonio, Texas. I'm from Houston, Texas, so this is going to be a good call. All my calls are great, but when I get a Texan on the call, I'm even more special. She's a multi-platinum singer, songwriter, dancer, saw her with Dancing with Stars, actress and author of the newly released memoir, which I have read, Finding Your Harmony, Dream Big, Have Faith, and Achieve More Than You Can Imagine. She's a former member of the girl group Fifth Harmony, which kicked off her music career when the group was formed during the second season of the American singing competition, The X Factor, in 2012. She is now pursuing her solo career. Allie is on the show to talk about the inspiration behind the book, Finding Your Harmony, and the process of putting this book together, the messages about faith, her positive approach to life, and determination she is sharing with her story and being a role model, I tell you, for young people. Please welcome to Money Making Conversations, my dear friend, Texan, Allie Brooks.
Hello. Oh, that was such an awesome intro. I am so happy to be on your show today. Thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate you taking the time to be on the show because you're young people, but you're talking like an old person in this book, which is a good thing because that means that's a lot of maturity. It's a lot of maturity. Like it's an old spirit. You was premature born, you know, when I was reading the book, they were saying that the number one fear is the lungs. The lungs can't, but your lungs were strong, your strong lungs. So let's talk about you as an individual, because I always find out when a young person writes a book, I go, what are they going to talk about? What are they going to talk about? You're so young, they haven't really lived life, okay? But you lived a lot of life, starting with you being a preemie. And let's talk about that and your parents. Your brother Brandon had already been born and living his life. I think he was 4 years. He's 4 years older than you, correct?
Yes, that's right.
And you came out screaming, your parents, and you're San Antonio. So I love the fact that your father can cook. So tell us about your father, because I have a daughter. So my daughter, I'm a daddy's girl. And I got the impression that your father, the dad, great bond relationship, father-daughter relationship. Tell us about your dad.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I love my dad so much. I mean, my parents are my everything. Mm-hmm. And yes. So So even though I'm super young, you can tell I've lived a lot of life, huh? I've had so much come my way, and I've learned a lot of lessons. Mm-hmm. My faith has been tested, but yes. also strengthened in such extraordinary ways. And through me sharing my story, you know, just like similar to you, I have a purpose and plan, and just hope to bring inspiration to people, to bring hope to them, to bring positivity, you know, in such a crazy world. But one of my foundations are my parents mm-hmm. and my dad. He's so awesome. He's the life of the party. He loves to, you know, talk to everyone and be everyone's friend. But he's also such a hard worker and has a heart of gold. And both him and my mom sacrificed so much for me right. to live out my dreams, as you've read in the book, and have overcome so much together. And my dad, he can cook. He makes homemade tortillas.
Now, see, right there. Like, when you say flour tortillas in the book, now, see, well, my wife and I, we get in arguments all the time because, you know, we're based in Houston. She loves meal. I can care less about meal. Flour tortillas, though, girl. I'm telling you, when you're talking about he made the best in the world, see, you kind of made me mad there a little bit because, see, I love flour tortillas. And I'm going like, what could he be doing, Allie, that would make them the best in the world? Is that just love talk, family talk? Can your dad really throw down with the flour tortillas like that?
Oh, yes, he can. Seriously, mm-hmm. he just knows how to make them. He makes them handmade from scratch. They're the best tortillas in the world. And each and every time I'm like, ooh, I eat like 7 or probably 10. Just kidding. Just a lot. In one sitting. You put the warm off the comal, and then you put butter. Ooh.
See,
it is
getting me mad now.
Life changing. Okay.
Now, can I ask you this question? Can you cook, though?
I can, so I'm.
Now, hold up, Allie. You paused though. See, that's always strategic. I throw that question out. I've been listening for the boldness. See, you've been bold this entire interview. Then I asked you, can you cook? You went, yeah.
No.
Yeah, I can cook.
I can cook. I can throw down the kitchen. I finally learned how to make flour tortillas during quarantine, and they are so good. They're not my dad's, but they're still awesome.
Okay.
I more so bake, but I can make pasta. I can make enchiladas.
Let's stop all this right now. Because you just don't even know who you're talking to. When you say the word bake, I am an award-winning baker, Allie. Okay.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. See, that's what I'm saying. You need to do no homework on your boy here. Your boy in love with you. You know, read your book. I know it backwards and forwards. I know your family member. I know about your cat Bobby. I know about everything. But then you go throw out the word bake, didn't realize you were coming over in my territory. Now.
You're right. You totally roasted me right now.
Absolutely. Because it's a good roast. But I'm just letting you know, before you throw out that word, babe, I'm just like your daddy. I'm just like your daddy with them flour tortillas. See, what did you just say? I can, but just not as good as my daddy, though. So you have to realize that you're talking to Rashawn, an award-winning baker. So you can continue your conversation and brag to your fans and everything, but know who you're talking to now, okay? Continue with your beautiful interview.
You know what? You are so right. I apologize. And wait, I have to make a trip to Houston and have your award-winning.
There you go.
What's your favorite thing to make?
Well, you know, I can do anything. I'm a Southern guy, so I do the peach cobblers, the German chocolate cakes, apple turnovers, the peach turnovers. I'm a big cheesecake person.
Oh, those are my favorite.
I'm a big cheesecake person, you know, so I do the apple stuffed and cheesecake with apple on top with lined with pecans and put caramel on top.
Oh,
I put cherry, strawberry, you know, so. Cheesecake, because, you know, Texans love cheesecake. So I got the cheesecake right there down pat. So you can't mess with me on cheesecake. Then I throw down with the apple pies. Then I throw down with the peach cobblers, the good Southern stuff. And so that's where I've come. I come from the Southern Texas side of the table. Okay, so now I've thrown out my little baby menu. I just threw out about 6 items. A boy can do more because I got an app with 80 recipes. Okay, just let you know that. Okay. Now.
Oh, my God. Okay, so what's going to happen is I'm going to go home in Texas, and I'm going to make a trip to you, and you're going to bake.
No problem.
I'll pay you whatever. That's phenomenal.
Allie, no problem. I come out there. Where are you based, in L.A.?
I'm in L.A., yeah,
okay,
but
cool.
I'm making a trip to San Antonio, okay, hopefully soon.
That's cool. So, because I come out to L.A., my girl, Kelly Clarkson, last year, I did an entire Thanksgiving spread for Kelly Clarkson and her staff, because I know everybody, Alex Duda, EPs, I know all of them. And I did a, shocked her. She couldn't believe, she wasn't even going to come over there. And she was, I did four turkeys, I did 15 desserts, all the trimmings,
what?
Potato salad, pea and onion salad, yams. All
that stuff.
Yes, I know.
Everything.
And we're not talking about those tortitos, those Doritos that you ate in the back of the bus, you know, when you was frustrated on the tour. I'm going to just keep dropping little nuggets on you, let you know I read your book.
When you
picked
you know
up
what?
That 20 pounds you and you said, you know, in a 5 foot frame, 20 pounds really show. Really show.
Man, you literally deserve a medal for all of the notes you've taken. You even mentioned my dear, wonderful cat, Bobby. I swear, you deserve an award.
First of all, your book was engaging. Let's go on. We joking around, but I joke around because I'm fascinated by a young mind being able to understand her value and why she had to write this book, because it's inspirational. Faith. You know, being able to not be convinced that sex has to be the way your rite of passage for womanhood. Because I have a 23-year-old daughter. She is just like you. She's saving herself for her marriage. And so I really wanted to let you know that, you know, and like I said, my daughter isn't doing anything unique. She's not trying to win a medal. It just here. That's something she's chosen to do, and not allow it to be forced. You have to do that. You have to have sex. You have to has to be the part of if you want to be a woman.
Totally.
And let's talk about that part, because that's important to young women, young men too, because they feel sometimes that's the only way they can gain manhood is by having a relationship like that with
a
woman.
True.
Talk about that, Allie.
It's so true, and that's awesome of your daughter. Shout out to her. See, we're not alone. But for me, it's true. You know, a lot of people feel like they have to do that, you know, sometimes to get someone or whatever. And for me, that was something that, as you already know my book because you've read everything. You probably memorized it.
Yes, ma'am.
But, when I was 18, I had asked my parents for a true love waits ring. And I just decided to keep that vow and that promise. And again, like, I would never judge anybody who's made any different choice. That's just something that I chose to share. And it's awesome to receive so much support and love from people who have made that same decision and people who haven't, you know, just to be able to own my truth and to be vulnerable with my fans and to have them support me has been so awesome. And I just want to encourage people out there, no matter who you are, no matter how old you are, just to own your own story, whatever that means to you and your own truth, and to be proud, you know, of yourself.
Really. And that's what this book is about. Yourself, being yourself, standing up for who you are and your own personal dreams.
Yes.
I'm talking to Allie Brooke, former. Now she has a solo career, Fifth Harmony. Member of Fifth Harmony Group, Finding Your Harmony, which is an appropriately named book that she has out right now. Dream big, have faith, and achieve more than you can imagine. When I read that title and I think about a young lady who, along the way, you had your teacher, I believe Miss Merrill, and then you had
Then
you had the coach.
And
then you had the coach, and then you had Dana. So each one, and I always tell people. And people always ask me about my life. I call those people bumps. You know, people come into your life and they just feel they need to push you in the direction because you don't see what the gift that you have. And that's why I'm really impressed with you, because I always tell people, despite all the success I've had in my life up to that point, it wasn't until I was in my 40s that I really appreciated and understood who I was. Because of the fact that I was riding on those statements, Allie, you know, right place, right time, you know, knock on wood, all those cliches that had nothing to do with faith, had nothing to to do with the talent that God gave you, had nothing to do with the inspiration and your purpose. And this book is about you have found your purpose. You've always known your purpose, but people had to push you, like your teacher, like the coach, like Dana. So let's start with the teacher and how she shaped your life. And then we're going to go to the coach, and then we're going to go to Dana, who got you to L.A. Okay, let's go through the steps.
Yes. Wow. Well, thank you again so much for taking your time to do the research and to really grab my book and to cherish each and every moment and character and story. That means the world to me, sir. I really want to say thank you, because no one has done this amount of research and care about my book as you have. So God bless you. And I just thank you, sir. But also, yes. So third grade, I was singing in recess, and then my teacher sent
just singing, just singing, huh, Allie? Just singing, just singing.
Just like that. I did it back. You probably sounded better than me.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. Don't tell that lie. I can bake now, but I can't sing, okay?
You can leave that to me.
Yes, ma'am.
She changed my life, and she asked my mom if I could sing in chapel, and my mom was like, oh my gosh, of course. She was so excited and flattered, but she didn't really think anything of it until she saw me in chapel, and my, you know, her and my parents, her and my dad were amazed, and Mrs. Merrill said, you know, you need to nurture her gift, and changed my life. If it wasn't for Mrs. Merrill, I may not have ever really pursued singing. You know, my parents may not have ever really seen, oh, you know, our daughter has a voice. And from then, my parents put me into a local organization in San Antonio called Network for Young Artists. And this wonderful man named Coach, another person that changed my life, he ran this performing arts program, and you had to audition to get in. And he welcomed me with open arms. He saw the talent in me. I was super shy at that age, and he encouraged me and pushed me to say, hey, you know what? You're awesome. You have a gift. You can do this, but you have to work on your shyness.
Right.
And he gave me that chance to perform around my hometown and, you know, all over Texas. I went to McAllen and Austin and other places. And, you know, again, Coach gave me that opportunity to truly perform for the very first time. And then it wasn't until I went on this audition years later with my friend. It wasn't even my audition. I went with her to this talent show, and she auditioned. I wasn't going to. Then somehow I, crazily enough, ended up singing, and an actress named Dana Barron, who was the very first Audrey in National Lampoon's Vacation, was there, and she pulled me aside. You know, she was like, "Listen, I'm not a part of this this talent show. I'm just filling in. But you moved me, and you brought tears to my eyes. You're so incredible. I know this sounds crazy, Mom. You know, Mom and Dad, but I would love to take your daughter to L.A. and introduce her to all these agents and casting directors. I promise this is real, legitimate." And then my parents prayed about it and were so thankful and couldn't believe they were meeting her, because they were a fan. And then they said yes. And I, at 12 years old, packed up and went back and forth from San Antonio to Los Angeles to pursue a dream. And Dana Barron got me to LA, and that changed my life forever.
Now, the reason she was going back and forth, because she had to get back for Christmas to get those tamales. See, the tamales.
Oh, yes, that's right. You know. I mean, our house, it's not Christmas without tamales.
Come on now. Come on now, girl. The tamales.
Come on.
Ooh, that cornmeal, yes, put that little, is it, you know, something like the tamales, and a lot of people don't know about tamales. You know, that's really a Tex-Mex, come down to Texas area where tamales rule. They rule.
Absolutely.
It's really the simplest thing in the world to make.
Well, actually, so the ingredients are simple, but the process is hard.
There you go.
It is hard.
I was checking you, Allie. Sometimes. I was just checking to see if you knew.
You were checking to see if I knew my stuff. That's right.
See, I got to check you now on the food. Now, singing, you got me all day long. But on that food, I'm always checking you. If you're an eater or a maker. You know what I'm saying? You are more of an eater to me, you know. But you're a good watcher, though.
Oh, yes. I could eat like literally 40 in one sitting. No joke.
Yeah, okay, so let's get these numbers right. 12 flour tortillas, 40 tamales, that's 52 items, a 5-foot singing genius is eating. So, guys, listen up now. Listen up. The girl can eat. Don't let the frame fool you. You heard it on Money Making Conversation. You heard it on Money Making Conversation, okay? She put some butter on those flour tortillas and she go to work. Oh, my God.
Oh, man, you got me fried over here.
Oh, my God. Continue. That's why she had to come back to Texas, y'all. I'm just letting parents, they were there. Brandon, the brother, was there. Grandma was there.
Okay.
Grandpa. Yes. Grandpa was there, too. But it was them darn tamales. Put a little meat in, put a little pork in between that cornmeal. You close it up. Then you wrap it up in that little shell. Then you drop them standing on one end into this pot. You kind of like you steam them. You steam them. And then you pull them out. You put a little salsa on top of green or red, whatever you prefer. Or if you're crazy, you put a little chili on top of them, too. Some people do that. I don't do that. I don't want to mess up a good tamale. That's Rushan style. Come on, Allie. You wouldn't ready for this interview, Allie. You weren't really ready. I don't know why they put you on this phone with me. You actually, you're having a good time talking to a stranger. That's what you're doing.
I am having the best time. I think this is hands down the best interview I've ever done, and I love
I'm talking to Allie Brooke from San Antonio. Listen up, guys. She's 5 foot tall. She can sing. But boy, you put a knife and fork in front of her, you're going to get a beast. And if it's some tamales, Lord have mercy, she's going to knock you out the way. Because she's a beautiful person
that.
I know this, you know, because the competition. This is what I love about your book. See, I knew I was going to get along good with you because at the very start of her book, you know, she thanks her mom, says she's such a blessing. Then she thanks her dad. And about a few more pages in, after she, you know, talks about her being a preemie, then she gets to her dad and talks about everything he can cook. He's the best cook. Like it almost turns into like a cookbook.
It really does.
I was really hungry on that page. I got hungry. I went, this girl can eat. She loves food. She has a passion. She might have a passion for singing, but she loves good food. And Tex-Mex, I'm going to tell you something. Blanco, that was your Blanco. Blanco, what's the name of the restaurant in San Antonio?
Yes, I swear, you get the medal. I'm making a medal for you. You get a medal. You know everything about this book. God bless you. Yes, Blanco Cafe.
I'm tired of like, you know, fronting. I'm just a stalker. I'm a stalker for talented people who like tamales and flour tortillas.
Same here. We're meant to find each other.
Oh my God. Let's just get back to this book. And actually, we've been talking about the book because I told her the truth when she's coming back and forth. It's mentioned in the book, tamales for Christmas. That's why I know about that. So that's why she's laughing. She can't believe I pulled that out. And when I pulled the restaurant name out,
I can't believe it.
She can't believe I pulled it out. The restaurant name, that really messed her up. That messed her up really bad right there. She said, he knew the name of my favorite restaurant. That is so obscure. It's only mentioned one time. He knew about the Doritos in the back of the bus. He knew about that.
He knew about that.
Okay. In 2012, how it all started, you know, you didn't want to audition. Your mom, here's a funny part of this to her book. Her dad, who's a great champion. Whenever he came around and he saw an opportunity to get his daughter to the next level, he asked her to sing on the spot. Come on, baby, sing. Allison.
Como la flor.
Allison, that made me so mad. My dad, sing, girl. Let do God's work. Come on, do God's work.
Okay, Dad.
Do God's work. Come on,
slow
singing.
He's gonna put me on the spot. I'm like, okay, Dad, I had all these songs prepared. I knew what he was up to. But you know what? You gotta credit the man, because, man, he got me through the door.
I'm telling you, I just love it. It made me laugh so hard when you said, every time my dad, he just had me sing on the spot. I could be at Denny's restaurant. He didn't care, corner. He my dad's singer. Do the Lord's work. Do God's work right in front of everybody. Come on now. Come on down right now.
Oh, you want me to sing?
Yes. No.
Oh.
Okay. Let's get back to your wonderful book. That's also in the book, by the way. Everything I'm talking about, she's laughing so hard, but everything I'm talking about is in this book. It's an amazing, inspirational book. She's laughing so hard because she's never heard anybody, you know, because, you know, she's famous. You know, that's the beauty of famous people. Like, and a lot of people want to interview them because they're famous, but they don't look inside and realize why this person's special. And Allie Brooks, is an amazing person. Reason I kind of keep saying Allie every once in a while, I apologize, because her brother inspired her name because of Allie. And so that she said he knew that too. Okay, I'm done with him.
Yes,
I'm done with him.
I'm seriously doing cartwheels. I love this man. You have permission to be like the godfather of my child because you know everything about my story. God bless you. God bless you.
No, I'm gonna tell you. Thank you. Now I will be there for you too. Like I said, this is the thing about what I love about. It was a sad moment in the book when it comes to one of my all-time favorite singers, and that's Selena, who was tragically murdered at the age of 23 years old and has been an inspiration for your career. Reason I know because her so well, because at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, she set a record, because on Sunday night was Latino night, or Hispanic night, on Sunday night. And it was always the biggest crowd every year. Has always been Sunday night at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. And she came down there and looked great, fine as all get up. But she was a crossover act. That's what I loved about it. She was crossover because she appealed to me. Her talents, her graciousness. And let's talk a little bit. Even today in Houston, they had some Selena candles. And they sold out in an hour, you know, T-shirt. They sell out. Any type of memorabilia always sells out strongly in the Latino community. So she has been an inspiration to you at a young age. She died when she was 23 years old. And now you've been an inspiration now for women today. And I just think that's hand in hand that you are carrying on her legacy, not only for who you are, and also from the fact that because she was born near the area where you're from. And just talk about her as an inspirational person and your message that you're trying to deliver from this fantastic book that I had such a great time reading, Finding Your Harmony by Allie Brooke.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much for that. That means, man, more than I could ever say. I just love Selena so much. I have since I was literally in diapers. And what I loved about her the most was her beautiful, just radiant spirit. She shined so much light and love to her fans, to her family. She made people believe that they could chase their dreams. And for me, you know, even a young Mexican American little girl, seeing someone who looked like me, who was able to, in a way, reach her dreams, was so beautiful and powerful for me. And her voice, her message, she was a positive role model for so many people. And I can just go on and on about why I love her. And again, it's just all about her extraordinary spirit. She just shines so bright and it still makes me so sad. But at the same time, I know that her legacy is being carried on generation after generation. And that's what I felt, you know, when I was young, I always said I want to honor her wherever I can. And I sing, you know, her songs and pay tribute to her whenever I can. And the fact that I can write about her in my book is an honor. And it's just incredible because recently last year I got to become friends with Suzette Quintanilla and her family, you know, mm-hmm. Selena's family. And that was just a highlight of my whole life. But that's my goal, is to just continue to spread her beautiful legacy for as long as I live, because she was that incredible of a human.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you are incredible. I had such a fun time. Our time is up. I don't want to, you know, ruin our relationship. It's over with. It's Allie, look, you know, you probably need to go. Well, you're in Los Angeles, so you can't do anything there. But the tamales are in San Antonio, and the flour tortillas in San Antonio. But you can bake something. But the beauty of why I brought you on the show is to let people know, beyond singing, because a lot of people just see people as a singer for the gift that they know.
Yes.
And I just wanted people to know how fun you are, how relatable you are, and how you have such a tremendous passion to change lives. That's what you get when you read this book. I found the detail. I found the, you know, I'm just going to break it down. You know, she was a preemie. Okay. And we know the mortality rate on that. For girls, they're stronger than boys. It's written in the book. I'm just telling you. You know, she's from a Hispanic community. Like, I'm from a Black community. A lot of people tell us we ain't going to make it. Or they tell us what we can be and stay in that lane. And our parents didn't believe that. Her parents didn't believe that. And even, you know, when she was blessed to get on the show X Factor and become a part of Fifth Harmony, she realized that wasn't her dream, you know. And she's living her dream now. It realized it so much that it caused her to gain weight. It caused her to, as they say, redirect her pain. And she redirected her pain to eating. And she overcame that. So you have a discussion about that in the book, which is relatable to a lot of young people, male and female. And then she talks about, you know, going out on faith and going out there. And when you go out on faith, or you go out there and you're in the unknown, a lot of people don't, because the unknown is what it is. You know, you have to trust yourself. You have to have people around you. And you've done that. Your parents around you, Will's around you, Charles around you, you know.
Wow.
All these people have been around you. And I wish you much success. Now, I have a home in Houston, and my headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia. So if you ever get to Atlanta.
Oh, my gosh. I'm in Atlanta right now. I'm filming my very first movie with Kelsey Grammer.
You kidding me?
That's crazy. Wow. Well,
my headquarters is right here in Atlanta. Right here in Atlanta. So, just like I said,
I got to get your information.
Okay.
And we've got to make something happen, because you are so awesome. I'm so blessed to even just talk to you. And the fact that you cherish and value my story and what matters to me and my family and those who paved the way for me. It's a real blessing, sir. Just thank you from the bottom of my heart for knowing what's important to me, and for sharing that with your audience and understanding my heart. You know, it's not about, oh, just the singer. No, it's about the heart and the spirit and the story. So I thank you for valuing that. And we have to keep in touch and stay in touch. So you got to give me your info.
Okay, I will. Let me say goodbye to everybody. Hold on, and we'll spread info after that, okay? This has been Money Making Conversations with my fantastic guest, Allie Brooke. That's Brooke with an E. And Finding Your Harmony. She's fantastic. Dream big, have faith, which is very important. She's had it all in life. Her family is tied to faith. Is amazing. Achieve more than you can imagine. That's an important part of this conversation, because, you know, we tend to limit our dreams based on where we come from. And that's what that line is saying. Achieve more than you can imagine. And if you have faith and you dream big, you can find your own harmony. I want to thank everybody who listens to Money Making Conversation. If you want to hear more Money Making Conversation interviews, please go to moneymakingconversation.com. I'm Rashawn McDonald. I'm your host.